Hello there. Welcome. My name's Luke. I'm one of the pastors here around the Eastlake Network. My role is network director, so I get to collaborate with Mark and our other awesome pastors. Not as awesome as him, though. On a weekly basis, it's so good to be here today. Let me tell you what's going to happen for the rest of our time together. And if you're new around here, if you're checking this place out, today's just a little bit different. You showed up on Commitment Sunday for Cannonball, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you've got your smartphone out and you haven't checked into Venice Church on Facebook yet, you can go ahead and do that now. And every time you check in, it's a real simple way to do some good in the world for you and the church together. Every two check-ins provides a meal for a child in need. So make sure to grab your phone, do that. It also provides free advertising for the church to all your friends. So it's a win-win, right? Okay. This is our last segment of Cannonball in this series. This is week six. It all concludes today. And as a part of this message, we're going to share some videos with you. We are going to have a time of worship near the end, and then we're going to bring our commitments forward. It's going to be a great day. Everybody's got a connection card in the program that you were handed here today. If you need prayer, go ahead and write a prayer request in. We would love to be praying for you this week. There's a few more boxes that you could mark on that card. I want to point out one of them is Bike Venice. It's next weekend. A couple important things about Bike Venice. A bunch of the roads around here are going to be closed. So find the map in your program. You'll find out how to actually get to church next weekend. Here's an even better idea. Ride your bike to church next weekend. And then at 12:30, we'll all get on our bikes and we'll go join the rest of Venice for Bike Venice. We're also going to have an opportunity for you to jump in on a booth that we're managing for the event. We're going to pass out hundreds, hopefully thousands, of invites to people for Easter Sunday to our Venice community. So that all happens next week. It's going to be a great time. This whole thing is going to take about 60 minutes or so, and then we'll wrap up. When we dismiss, there's a photo booth outside. I want to make sure you go snap a picture out there. And donuts, but not just any donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. We see what you did there, Mark. Dunkin' Donuts. All right, today, Pastor Mark and I, we're going to be tag team teaching. So here we go. Now, if you grew up in the 80s like me, you know exactly what tag team is all about because you grew up watching WWF. So if it helps you understand our style of teaching today, and it may, what I'd like for you to do is in your own mind, just imagine me as maybe the Macho Man, Randy Savage, okay? And Pastor Mark, you can be Hulk Hogan. All right, I think that's going to help us to define this tag team style of teaching. So I'm starting us out. Pastor Mark's going to come up and continue giving a great message, and then I'll wrap us up at the very end. Commitment weekend. I am super excited for today. This is a historic moment in our church and in our church network, which spans cities and states and even countries of churches that are all in this together through the Eastlake Network. Why are we so excited? Here's why. We believe God has been leading us to step out even more and to do even greater things. And that's going to take all of us coming together. You see, we believe that there's a future that God wants for us. We believe that there are people that aren't here yet that God wants to reach. And you know who he wants to use to do it? You! He wants to use you. And he wants to use me. All the people that aren't with God yet. They're not in relationship with him yet. But they will be because we're going to come together on the Jesus mission, and we're going to do everything we can to reach them. So if you're a guest today, what you're going to see is people who call Venice Church their home, you're going to see them make some big commitments today. You're going to see commitments made by people who believe in the Jesus mission, and we're going to do something today to push that Jesus mission forward. This is probably the biggest thing we've ever done at Venice Church and in the Eastlake Network of Churches. This is the biggest commitment Venice Church has ever made. This is the biggest commitment my wife, Leslie, and myself have ever made. I've been on staff for 11 years with the Eastlake Network, and this is the biggest commitment we've ever made, and we're so excited to do it, and we're so excited to see what happens over the next 2 years, along with the thousands of families that are participating in Cannonball along with us, and the additional churches that are going to be planted because of this initiative. All right. Our kids and students last week were asked, would you go first in this generosity initiative? Would you cannonball first? And so they did. And at all of our locations, we had camera crews out recording some of what our kids responded to and their cannonballs. And we also sat a few of them down for some mini interviews and asked them what they felt generosity was and what they felt cannonball was. So we've got a montage video of that for you. Watch this.
Cannonball means jumping in and spreading God's love with our waves.
Sometimes when you give, you feel like that's enough because it feels good to give.
I believe generosity means that you're giving to others the things that you don't need.
It's like you're doing something for someone without a reason, like I owe you back or something.
I'm learning about generosity that it's good to help others, because it helps the people around me and it makes me feel better.
Generosity means to me, kindness and offering to one another.
Cannonball means, like, helping others.
That everyone in this church has a common goal to work for that can unite them and make them a bigger and better community.
Cannonball means to me that when you jump in, you make waves so the waves can reach others.
It means giving back to God because he gave you a lot of stuff.
You give your heart to the Lord and you just be kind, generous, and you forgive.
I'm learning about generosity with kindness and bringing money to church and throwing it to make a big splash.
Helping others and giving away some of my toys.
Generosity means to give to others who are in need because they don't have many things.
Sharing or being kind to other people.
To me, this Cannonball initiative means joining together and making waves.
Jesus was kind to others. He helped them even if they were bad.
I'm learning about generosity, which means being kind to one another, or even though you're not going to get something in return, still give to people.
Right on. That's great. That's one of the things I loved about this whole Cannonball journey, too, is that it involved everybody, all the kids, the adults, jumping in and making waves. I need to make one correction before we go any further. There is no way that I am Hulk Hogan. If I was going to pick a wrestler, it would absolutely be Nacho Libre. That's the man right there. Just watched that again last week. It always gets better. Glad you're here. We're in week 6 of this Cannonball journey, and this morning we're going to take a look at the theme scripture and pull from these verses the values of what a Cannonball life and a Cannonball church is. And so I'm excited. I want to jump right in. Number one, if you have your outline, pardon me, you can write this down. And it is for the value, we choose significance over applause. That's a value of somebody who's jumped all in, who lives that Cannonball lifestyle. Significance over applause. So this is about not living for what other people think or what we think their expectations are on us or what they want us to do, or even living for ourselves. We make a decision to live for the kingdom of God, which means that we walk before an audience of one. That's the value of somebody who has jumped all in. And that the one that we walk before is God. Paul talks about this. Look with me at the passage here, that part of our theme verses. Philippians 3, starting with verse 7, says, "But whatever I used to count as my greatest accomplishments, I've written them off as a loss because of the anointed one. And more so, I now realize that all I gained and thought was important was nothing but yesterday's garbage compared to knowing the anointed Jesus, my Lord. For him, I have thrown everything aside. It is nothing but a pile of waste so that I may gain him. And when it counts, I want to be found belonging to him, not clinging to my own righteousness based on the law, but actively relying on the faithfulness of the anointed one. This is true righteousness, supplied by God, acquired by faith, and I want to know him inside and out." That's what Paul is saying. He's going, look, this is the result of having encountered Jesus. His approval is all that matters to me. What he thinks about me is what matters to me. And this is coming from a guy who had a lot of accolades, a lot of accomplishments. You know, you can read about them in the New Testament, in Philippians, and it talks about born of the tribe of Benjamin, of the stock of this, and Pharisee among Pharisees. He had all these accomplishments, and he goes, but when I encountered Jesus, see, I knew religion, but when I really encountered Jesus, all these things became like rubbish to the excellency of knowing him. He's what matters. He's the audience I'm walking in front of. I think we all got a little bit of a people pleaser inside of us, to be honest, a little bit. We like the applause of people and the admiration and appreciation that other people might give us. And that's not all bad. I think God kind of designed us to where that desire leads us into community and connection with other people. But those of you who have walked any amount of time on this earth of ours, you know that the opinions of people are transient. And if we're lodged into that, we're gonna be up and down, and spend our lives in bondage trying to make sure we're okay with everybody else's standards and opinions. And what happens when we encounter Jesus is we realize, wait, look at the worth of the one who is pursuing me. Look at who it is, the virtue of the one who says that I'm precious, so that I'm beloved. And we begin to walk in front of him, because there's only one person's opinion that has the power to transform you and awaken our souls to our potential, and that's God, what he says about us. So that's the first one, is we choose significance. There's a wonderful book written by Oz Guinness, and it was called The Call. And he said this, "Most of us, whether we are aware of it or not, do things with an eye to the approval of some audience or another. That audience may be our friends, bosses, peers, or social media followers. But in the coram Deo," which means the presence of God in Latin, "in that, the only one audience matters, and it's the audience of one." That's the value of looking to say, I want to matter. I want my life to be about significance and not just the approval of others. And it's the direct result of when we have these encounters with Jesus. Here's the second one, the second value of a cannonball life. You write this down. We choose risk over security. Risk over security. Now, I mentioned this in the first week that we started our cannonball series. So that was 6 weeks ago. I said, a church like Venice Church, when we get to this stage, because we're talking about just like 2-3 years ago, it was about 40, 50 people here. And then we became a part of Eastlake, and we started doing some things different and improving things and moving out and focusing on some other areas. And now we're fast-forwarding, and we've grown, and we've got a long ways to go, but we've substantially grown, and we've got some neat stuff going on. And there can be a tendency at this point for people to say, it's good enough. It's good enough, you know? Or to coast and say, let other people do it now. Or we kind of want to stay small because, you know, we want to be the community church and just, you know, be able to have relationships with each other and know everybody, you know. And some of that's great. Even as we grow, we want to retain that feeling of a small church. That's why we have growth groups, so we can connect intimately and have that. But the problem is that church is not just about us. We know this. that there's others who don't know the Lord yet in our communities, and we want to do one thing, and one thing we exist for as a church, it's why we're not a Christian club, but we're a church, is to help people find and follow Jesus Christ. That's the mandate, that's the mission that we have, that's what it's all about. How do we move out? And so we're gonna be called to risk some things and move out of areas that are sometimes our comfort zones in order to make room for other people, in order to keep spreading this gospel message to those who have yet to find Jesus Christ. That means we're gonna choose risk over security. And here's the third thing. Well, before, let me read this first. Philippians chapter 3. Because this is the way Paul lived. He said, I'm not there yet. Anybody relate to that one right there? How many of you got a little ways to go, a little bit? I'm not there yet. Nor have I become perfect. But I am charging on to gain anything and everything the anointed one Jesus has in store for me. And nothing will stand in my way because he has grabbed me and won't let me go. I love that. Brothers and sisters, as I said, I know I have not arrived, but there's one thing I am doing. I'm leaving my old life behind, putting everything on the line for this mission. And this is exactly what this whole cannonball theme is all about, is putting everything on the line, jumping in, making waves. Paul is saying, look, no, I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not waiting till I get there. There's just one thing I know. I'm leaving stuff behind, and I'm going all in with the lover of my soul. And I know that this series and this subject and doing this and full surrender and giving it all and risking and giving and all of this, it can make you feel a little bit like, oh, I'm a little freaky over this whole thing. Not sure about what to do. I get it. I get it. But let me just tell you something. Walking with God will freak you out. Walking with God is going to just, it's the most rewarding thing in life. You're yoked up with your creator. You're living under his approval. You're okay. You're good. You're going. You're growing. You're changing. You're seeing difference in people's lives. But I'll tell you what, it's the most daring, risk-taking adventure in the world. Because this is the habit of at least the Jesus I know. So I've been walking with him. As I'll get to a place, I say, yes, Jesus. I'm all, yes, Lord, whatever you say. And guess what? He starts to say something. Like, okay, let's go this way. And I'm like, no, no. It just felt good when the guitar was playing, and I was like, yeah. But you jump in, and you make waves, and then you're feeling it, and then you know, he does it again, and he says, okay, this time, let's do this. And you go in, and it's risky, and you're scared, but you do it afraid, and you move, because every time you do, you grow through it, and you see the impact, and then after a while, you get addicted to it. That's an addiction to adrenaline. Try walking with God fully surrendered. Because it's like, okay, what next? What next? It's like when we came here, we're going to plant a church over in San Gabriel Valley. Oh, I'm glad I got to Venice. Can you see? And we didn't know everything, but we knew, we're supposed to do this. God's in it. We don't know how. And what's the next step? Doesn't matter. I've been walking with him for a while. I know he's got it mapped out. I don't get it, but let's do it. And see what happens. And I'm telling you, that's what cannonball is all about. And I've done it so imperfectly for years, but I've experienced his faithfulness that I know he can be trusted. I may have some fears and apprehensions going along with this thing, but whatever it is he's calling me to jump in and even be risky and not just play it safe, but to give it to him. What's the Bible say? 2 Corinthians 5:7. Let's read this together, nice and loud. Ready? We live by faith, not by sight. Let's say that again. We live by faith, not by sight. Now, here's the truth. Our willingness to risk is based on the potential return. That's just true with anything. You play poker. Your willingness to risk is based on the potential return. Here's what I think is more applicable. Your house is on fire. You're in there, and your house is burning, and you manage to get out safe, and you're safe, and then all of a sudden you realize that the Sally the pet goldfish is still in the burning house. How many of you go back in the house for Sally the goldfish? Some of you have some real problems. Because it's a $2 goldfish, and it's a goldfish. So the return It's probably not worth the risk, which is your life, right? Now, take the same scenario, the house is burning, it's on fire, you get out, and you're doing this, and you realize your child is in the house. Now how many of you go back? Yeah, because the reward. It's my child in there. And so what I'm going to risk is based on the potential of the reward. And I am telling you, there is no more investment, and I say this with utter sincerity, no more investment greater for my time, our resources, my affections, my tears, my finances, everything, than the kingdom of God. Unapologetically, because it means the reward is eternity for other people, of bringing this gospel message to other people. It is worth taking a risk. It is worth the investment because the reward is so great. I invite you to recognize that for yourself, because then we stop living in the shackles of fear and insecurity and start moving out in what God has called us to do. This is what Cannonball is all about. I want to real quickly share with you, what's the reward? Why are we doing this as a collective body? What's the reward that we're seeing? We've talked about the four waves. The first wave is the wave of mission. And that wave of mission, by us jumping in, that wave of mission is the lifeblood of our church and all the churches in our network, of what we do day in and day out, of the bills and the lights and the programs that we want to enhance for the children and the student ministry programs and do them. That's the wave of mission. It's everything that we've been doing, and we just want to amp it up and do it better. The next one is the wave of compassion. And this is a mission that we have. We want to provide for more orphanages. We want to build more homes. We're already building them, but we want to build more homes for the homeless. We want to impact Venice in Los Angeles and other areas where other churches are in greater ways for compassion and ministry so that they're glad that this church is here because we're investing in them. We have a wave of multiplication. And I'm for one, really excited about this one because the wave of multiplication, part of the vision, that the reason we're doing this is we want to see new church plants and raise up new leaders. We've got some right here in the congregation, I believe, to raise up new leaders and to train them and to send people out into areas all over LA. We have a vision to see a network, just like we're attached to the Eastlake Network and the greater part of it is in the San Diego area. We want to see a network of churches that are born out of church plants all over the Los Angeles area. I was looking for a hippie yay yay on that one, but that's all right. We'll come back to it. I'm going to circle around on that one. That's the wave of multiplication. We're doing this. This is why we're doing this. And then the last one is the wave of engagement. And the wave of engagement is simply, we have like this facility. Aren't you appreciative of this facility? It's a gorgeous facility that we have, right? Great location. We need to care for it. We need to make sure it's being stewarded and care for it and improve it. We've got some ideas for everything here to where we could use it for the greater good, which is the mission of Jesus Christ. This is the reward. Therefore, we're willing to invest and do a risk. These things only happen when we choose risk over security. And here's the third one. This is the third value of a cannibal life. We choose now over when. Now over when. How many of you catch yourself saying, when such and such happens, then I will do this and that? Right? I know I do it way too often. And even if I don't verbalize it, I think about it in my mind. And it may be, you know, in your life how this plays out, it may be, well, you know, when I get everything I want out of life, then I'll engage in these kingdom of God things. Then I really give myself to the spiritual things. Or, you know, when the kids are grown and gone, then, you know, we'll spend more time as a couple and really invest in our marriage. Or when I get my career where it really needs to be, then I'm going to spend more time investing in the kids. And these kind of things, we do that. The problem with the, you know, when and this and if and how, and if I do this, then I'll do this. When-then game doesn't happen because the then rarely comes because we haven't put first things first. The idea of now is what's at hand. Today is the day of salvation. Paul talks about this in his words in these next verses. He says, I am sprinting toward the only goal that counts, to cross the line, to win the prize, and to hear God's call to resurrection life found exclusively in Jesus the Anointed. All of us who are mature ought to think the same way about these matters. If you have a different attitude, then God will reveal this to you as well. For now, let's hold on to what we have been shown and keep in step with these teachings. A number of weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, our staff and leaders and volunteers and, from all of our 9 churches in our network, we went down to SeaWorld for an advanced commitment night where we made our commitments and went forward first and said, this is what we believe Jesus is asking us to do at this time. And it was a phenomenal night. It was just an exciting place to be in the atmosphere of the people who were giving. And we recorded on video some of the testimonies to hear from others why they were doing this. And I want to share this video with you. It's really inspirational. And then I'll come back and we'll close her up.
God first in our family, our work, and everything we do in the world around us.
Cannonball means to us that we're putting our wallet and our resources and our heart in God's hands, and we're all in.
Amen.
Cannonball means to me is not thinking about myself, but for others.
Doubt is comfortable, so we have to get uncomfortable in our giving and generosity and our faith and just be able to jump in.
Hi, I'm Angelina. I'm at Torrey Fines, and what Cannonball means to me is a first time taking a step really all into the Lord and giving everything I can and trusting and knowing that He will provide for me and my daughters.
To us, the Cannonball means that we stand on the shoulders of the giants that came before us, and it's time for us to do our part to pave the way for the next generation.
To us, this Cannonball commitment is an act of thankfulness, just what God has done in our life recently, and ultimately an act of faith.
Word of Delgados. And this Cannonball initiative just means a great deal to us because it's a great opportunity. We love being part of it and just can't even imagine what we're starting on.
Hi, my name is Tony.
And I'm Desiree.
We're from East Lake Church, Tijuana. And for us, this Cannonball commitment means building a foundation and a legacy for our next generations.
Unity, love, and a leap of faith together.
For us, the Cannonball commitment means stepping out on faith and trusting that God is going to provide for us. We have a lot of unknown coming up. We don't know if we're still going to be in San Diego in a year, but we have faith that God is going to provide, and we support this mission, so we're all in.
All in.
Okay. Cannonball commitment means to me being bold and fearless and trusting God without limit.
The Cannonball commitment means to us is starting new, being able to financially be free
and to be a blessing to someone else other than ourselves.
God has been good to us, and we're grateful.
We are happy to be a part of this Cannonball experience. It means so much to us. For one, it means love. It means giving back to people in need. And for one, we want to be able to obey God's word. And we believe this is going to be a blessing to our household, not only to our household, but to many others. So again, we're just happy to make the sacrifice, and we love our church family here.
What Cannonball has taught us is that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline to do what He's called us to do.
One of the things that I really like about that video is it's there's no superstars, you know, in all of this across our churches. These are just normal folks who are Jesus followers, and singles and married couples and young and old, and just saying all in to Jesus. My gosh, the impact that can have on a community when you have a group of people that say, I'm in. My heart, my time, my resources, my generosity, I'm in to make kingdom of God waves. I know I've talked with dozens of you over the last few weeks, just hearing your stories and what God is challenging you to do as an individual and as a couple, and some of the stories that you've shared with me, how you feel like God is calling you to sacrifice and to give and different things. And I'm just touched. I am. I'm proud to be a part of a church like that, let alone pastor a church like that. So this is a wonderful day and a wonderful opportunity. I cannot wait to see what God does with all of this over the next couple of years and then the next couple of decades after that. So I know you have your card in every one of the pews that were down there. Would you go ahead and grab that? I want to put some attention on a couple of things here as we do this. With this card in hand, first things first, I want you to know this. It matters. What you're doing matters to the kingdom of God. It matters not only in how it's going to affect you, but it matters on making an eternal difference for other people. So know that as we begin. First thing, this matters. God bless you for being a part of it. And for some of you, I know this is your first time ever giving. I mean, being intentional about your giving and your generosity towards the kingdom of God and a local church. And I'm just saying, way to go. Get ready, because you're going to yoke up. What you're doing is you're telling your heart where to go, because where your treasure is, your heart follows. Your heart is also. And so congratulations on that. Get ready for new things to emerge in your life. Others of you, I know that you've been giving out of excess, and you've already been generous in ways, but you feel like the Lord is saying, hey, David said, I don't want to give anything to the Lord that doesn't cost me something. So it's not out of just the surplus I have, but you've been sharing how, you know, you feel God is calling you to jump deeper and at the cost and to say yes to this. And I say congratulations, because it's about to get exciting. This card, don't let it be confusing to you. This upper part here, it's just a worksheet. So it's like my wife and I, when we went over this, and I shared a little bit about this last week. All you're doing with this, and you can use it if it's helpful, or if not, it doesn't matter. But it's what I did. What did I give already last year? What's my normal giving for a year? And so we looked at our giving records and we put that down there. And then we prayed. We've been praying for weeks on this thing. Lord, what are you calling us to do with this generosity? And so then we added to that. This is what we believe he's calling us to increase on that above what we've already done for a year. And then we just timed that times two, because it's a two-year generosity initiative. And then we prayed about other things, like for us. We have some things or passed down generations, and thinking, you know what? It's a great opportunity. What are we holding on to that for? Maybe we could sell that. I'd rather invest it into the kingdom of God. Mike talked about that last week in his video about his Harley. However God speaks to you, what we're after here is, Lord, what are you saying to me and to my wife and I, to my husband and I, whatever you're at? What's this one right here? What's this bottom dollar amount here? And we're going to see, we're going to blow this secondary goal, the 27 million, just out of the water, because you get 100% participation, we're in. Somebody asked me afterwards, they said, well, you can cancel it. I wrote a check for the 27. So, whoa. He was joking, obviously. They said, that came up. Like, what if somebody did that, wrote a check and said, here, you guys just go. You don't even have to do this. We would say, thank you, but we still want to, because our primary goal is 100% participation. We want our churches to say, we're in. Let's invest. Let's jump in and make waves. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes just to pray and to think and to listen and then to write that down. If you're here with your spouse, get together, talk a little bit. Some of you came already ready. You've been praying about this. You know the number. Ask the Lord. Lord, is this it? That's what I feel you've been saying. What are you calling me to? Some of you came today and you're thinking, I came intending to do nothing. My life is too uncertain. These are uncertain times. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to invite you to do something. Just pray. Just pray. Jesus never disappoints. So that's all we do. Lord, the answer is yes. now what are you asking me to do? And then we come and we're going to come together and we're going to cannonball in together. We're going to worship God with a couple more songs and then we're going to close out the service. So right now, let's just do that. Take a couple minutes and just be where you're at and pray and ask the Lord. Listen and write that down. I'm so excited about this. I can't wait to just watch this thing unfold. We're going to have a time of worship. We're going to sing two songs during that time. Whenever you feel ready, come down here and jump in. Dunk that thing, cannonball that in here. And then go back to your seat and stay standing and let's worship together. We'll close the service up right after those couple of songs. And so let's stand now together. I'm going to pray, and then you're welcome to come down and do this or at any time during those two songs. Lord, we are so grateful for all that you are doing in all of our churches right here this morning. And we can't wait to see the outcome of all of this, Lord. Would you give us bold faith today and even over these next couple of years, bold faith to anticipate, to risk, to dare, to jump in, to stay focused on you. And we will, at the end of it, Lord, and always, give you all the glory. You alone are worthy. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.